Definitely. Ready? Yeah. Okay, gentlemen. Erev Rosh Hashanah, Erev Yom Kippur. We have a tremendous opportunity to hear of David Miller, who, when I was your age, for 2 years, I had the schus of learning with him, Shana Aleph, Shana Bet, and BMT. And many of the people in the yeshiva through YU, Gus Kolel, have had the opportunity to learn with Rav Miller as well. We have the opportunity this morning to get a Dvar Torah and a Brocha going before Rosh Hashanah that hopefully Bezrat Hashem will help us with our learning and our understanding of the Inyan Idioma that we're in. So, Rosh Hashanah, Rav Miller.
It's a tremendous source of nachas to me to see Rabbi Reichel sitting at the helm of the yeshiva, Rabbi Mann, my colleague, for many, many years in the Gruz Kolel, Rabbi Blau, Rabbi Jacobson, Rabbi Mattel, Rabbi and Hara. You have a very, very special staff. I assume you're very special young men. I thought instead of trying to give you something off the page, something inspirational, of learning with you. Learning is, I think, the most inspirational of all, because it gives one a sense of an anchor, of reality, something that one can return to. And I thought of working off of a section in the works of the Ramchal. Of Moshe Chaim Lutzato, the Ramchal, had a tremendous, tremendous influence on the Jewish world. He only lived 40 years. And his influence in the world of Musar, in terms of the Sefer Meslis Yisharim, I hope you'll get to acquainted with, his influence in the world of Kabbalah, the Gaon of Vilna said when he saw the writings of the Ramchal that had the Ramchal still been alive, the Ramchal only passed away a few years before the Gaon of Vilna was born, he would have gone by foot to study with him. His influence on the world of Hashkafa, those of you who have learned Michtam Eliyahu, English or Hebrew, Sif Sinchayim, a Freelander, they are all building off of the Ramchal. So the Ramchal has this little book, thin book, called Derech Hashem, which he introduces as saying that this is a book in which he wants to define the Yesodot of Emunah and the Yesodot of Avodah, what we should believe, what we should be doing. And in that book he has a short paragraph on Rosh Hashanah. And with your permission, I'd like to learn it with you. The Ramchal is buried up north above Tveria. There is a chatzer in front of a cave where, according to tradition, Rabbi Akiva is buried. And in the courtyard of that cave, that's where the Ramchal is buried. I always view it when I go there that the Ramchal sort of completed the work of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva for the first 40 years of his life was an Am Haaretz, and then he went to learn Torah, and the Ramchal lived altogether 40 years, like he filled in that those missing 40 years. The Ramchal begins over here, you have it where it says, Derech Hashem, Bavodas Bar'enu, the Mitzvah Hazmanim, smack in the front center of the page. Ach Inyan HaShofar Barosh Hashanah. The Ramchal begins this paragraph with the word Ach. However, the Shofar Rosh Hashanah is something different. Let me give you the background of what the Ramchal spoke about a bit earlier. The Ramchal spoke about all the Yamim Tovim, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, Yamim Tovim Midaraisa, Hanukkah and Purim, Yamim Tovim Drabanan, and felt that there was a common denominator that held all these Yamim Tovim together. And he posited that we live in a world in which we have a dimension of time. And time is a cycle. He had Rosh Hashanah last year, Rosh Hashanah this year, Rosh Hashanah next year. We're going around in a circle. We don't get back to the same spot. We get back to the same spot 1 year later, like a spiral going up. we're back to the same spot, and another turnaround, back to the same spot, but we're always going towards something. On that circle, we have different stops, different destinations, mini destinations. We have a stop of Sukkot, a stop of Pesach. We go around and come back. And at every one of those stops, says the Ramchal, there's something that is built into time in terms of the past. Namely, if we'll take the example of Shavuos is Man Matan Torah Seinu. At some point in this cycle, year X of this cycle, on that day of Vav Sivan, 49 days after Yitzias Mitzrayim, on that day, the Torah was given, and whenever someone wants to link into Matan Torah, that's built into the day. There's a certain segula. There is a unique ability of the time to affect the individual. Hu Hadin, when Pesach comes around, because we left Mitzrayim on Pesach, anyone who wants to leave a situation which he finds uncomfortable spiritually, he has, on that time of Pesach, that ability to rise above himself. There's something in the time. One can always do tshuva, but to leave Mitzrayim, to leave a spiritual malaise, that's the time of Pesach. Hu Hadin in terms of Chanukah. Someone wants to link into the menorah, wants to link into Talmud Torah. The time of doing that is Chanukah. Someone wants to be able to rise above Greek culture. The time of doing it is Chanukah. Purim is a time of Kiyumu v'Kiblu. It's a renewal of a Matan Torah, a Kabbalah HaTorah of Torah Shebaal Peh. All of these are built into the calendar. The Ramchal could have, had he wanted to, said the exact same thing about Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah also, there's something built into the calendar. If you'll turn over the page of Mekorot, there is a very, very well-known Ran in Masechet Rosh Hashanah that probably you've seen cited. The Ran works off of the Mishnah of Arba'a Prakim Ha'olam Nidon. There are four times that we have a Yom HaDin during the course of the year. The Pesach Al HaTfua, our agricultural produce, is being judged on Pesach in terms of that which comes directly from the ground. Ba'atzeres, the agricultural produce that comes from the trees, we have a Yom HaDin on Shavuos. B'Rosh Hashanah Kol Bo'ei Olam Ovrim Lefanav Kibnei Maron. And finally, B'Chag on Sukkos Nidonim Al Hamayim. So the Ran asks a very powerful question. He says that all of the cycles that we have are built into nature. Currently the sun is shining. By the time Sukkos comes around, we're going to be moving into a rainy season. The rain, which is going to be coming, so we're going to daven that we'll have a proper rainy season. Things are planted during the winter. When Pesach comes around, we already have the sprouting of Tfuah. When Shavuos comes around, we already have the fruit on the tree. We can already bring Bikurim. Namely, all of these are built into nature. HaKadosh Baruch Hu built them into, he wanted us to live in Eretz Yisrael. He built them into the context of Eretz Yisrael. What is this concept of Rosh Hashanah? Aleph Tishrei. What does that have to do with anything in the world? What in nature has changed now that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should say, this is the Yom Din for humanity? So the Ran posits that just like by Pesach and Shavuos and Sukkos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked for a precedent in history and said this precedent in history is going to create something that as you're going around the cycle is going to affect you. Zman Matan Torah Seinu is going to affect you. Zman Cheru Seinu is going to affect you. Zman Simcha Seinu is going to affect you. Hu Hadin in terms of Rosh Hashanah. That if we assume that the world was created at this season of the year, it means that 2 days ago on Kaf Hei Be'elul, that's when the world was created. The sixth day of creation, which coincides with Aleph Tishrei, that's the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was quite busy on that day. If you look in the first wide line of the Ran, he points out, the B'Tishrei Nivra Ha'olam Al Gemar B'Riyaso Ka'amrinan. Reading in the middle of the first wide line under the text of the Rif. The Adam HaRishon, Shebo Nigmar Ha'olam Nivra B'Yom HaShishi. The creation of man was on that Friday, was on that sixth day of creation. The Hainu Be'echad B'Tishrei. And here he quotes a psikta of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was doing on that day. Sha'a Rishona Ola B'Machshava. The first hour of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu thought of creating man. Shnia Nitya Eitz Im Malachai HaSharet. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned to Malchayas HaShoyin and said, Na'ase Adam B'tzalmeinu Kidmusenu. Bishlosha, the third hour, Kines Afaro, he gathered earth from the four corners of the earth to be able to make the body of man. Barevi, the fourth hour, Giblo, he took the water that was existing in the world and that earth, and he mixed it together, Rikmo B'chamishi, he put together man with all of his veins and his sinews in the fifth hour, B'shishi Asa'o Golam, man was completed in terms of his physicality in the sixth hour. Shvi, in the seventh hour, Zarak bo neshama, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave man life. He gave man a soul. Bishmini hichniso ligan Eden, with a mission, and that mission he gave him, Batshi'is nitztava, in the ninth hour, namely about 3:30 in the afternoon. That's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Adam HaRisham, I don't want you to eat from Eitz Hadaat. But Asirit, within 1 hour, unfortunately, Sarach, Adam failed his test, and he ate. Ba'achadisrei, towards evening, late afternoon, Nidon, that's when man was judged. B'shteimisrei, the last hour of the day prior to Shkia, Yotza B'dimos. Shteimisrei, that 12th hour, that's when man was forgiven. He was judged, and his judgment was with a sense of atonement. He wasn't zapped. He wasn't disintegrated. He was given a shorter life. It was meant that he live forever, and he was given a life that would end after 930 years. He was given a finite life, and the Medrash continues. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ze siman lebanecha, kishem sha'amadata lefanai bedin biyom ze v'yatzata bedimus. Just as you were judged, and you received a judgment that was with atonement, that was not a yikov hadin sahar, that was not a judgment in which you're going to be destroyed, but a judgment that allowed you to continue. Hu hadin, kach atidim banecha liyot omdim lefanai bedin biyomzeh, viyotzim bedimus. So also, this is going to be a special day for your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, all the generations of mankind. They're going to be judged on this day. They're also going to be judged with a sense of rachamim, with a sense of mercy. Eimasai b'chodesh hashvi'i b'chad l'chodesh. Mikan smach lama adam nidon rosh hashanah yoser mishar yamim. Namely, that the Ran over here points out that just as Pesach, just as Shavuos, just as Sukkot, something happened that day. And that created a skula within the day that when we make that circle around the year, we come back to that point, we can benefit from that which is built into the day, also Rosh Hashanah. So Moshe Chaim Lutzato, the author of Derech Hashem, could have said, just like we have this concept of looking into the past for Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, so also over here for Rosh Hashanah. But he didn't say that. He didn't say that at all. He says, going back to the text on the other side of the page, Ach, Inyan Hashof Rosh Hashanah, who Rosh Hashanah is different. Rosh Hashanah is different than all the Yamim Tovim. Ki hinei biyom zeh, reading the text of the Ramchal, Kakadosh Baruch Hu dan et ha'olam kulo, u'machadesh et ha'metziut bebechinat ha'sivuv ha'chadash, dehainu ha'shana chadasha. Ramchal is telling us something over here, very, very fascinating. He says, all the other Yamim Tovim, we look at the past. We say, we go back. Zecher li'tzias Mitzrayim, Zecher le'matan Torah. Always looking back. Rosh Hashanah, we look forward. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every year, Rosh Hashanah, has to make a decision. A new cycle is going to begin. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to decide who among mankind are going to be his partners for the next year in creation. Who are going to be his partners in bringing the world to its tikkun? Who are worthy of joining HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this mission for the next year? We have a lot of cycles of time. We have a cycle of a day. HaKadosh Baruch Hu recreates the world every day. HaMachadish b'chol yom tamid ma'aseh b'reishit. Every day HaKadosh Baruch Hu recreates the world. We have a cycle of a week. The Ari tells us in Kabbalah that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he gave it a push, and it began to spin on its axis, and there was enough energy in that push to keep it going for 7 days. And then had HaKadosh Baruch Hu not decided to give another push, and another push, the world would have ended. But every week HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a push. Every week HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives enough energy in the world to continue, for another 7 days. However, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes a step back and says, just a minute, I've been working with a set of people for a year. Do I want to continue working with them for another year? Do they want to be my partners? Are we in this together? And that's the Yom HaDin of Rosh Hashanah. The Yom HaDin of Rosh Hashanah, basically HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns to man and says, okay, now you have to make a decision. You have to write your name. Where do you want to write your name? Do you want to write your name in the Sefer HaChayim? Or have you had enough? Maybe you want to write your name in the Sefer HaMeisim. Or do you want to think about it for a year, where you want to write your name? And I'll think about it as well. Maybe you want to write your name in the Sefer HaChayim, but I look at you and I say, after what you've done this past year, I'd rather not have you around. You mess things up so much, I'd rather not have you around. Or you completed your mission, or 101 things. Namely, the Yom HaDin of Rosh Hashanah is a view towards the future. And that we have, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to judge us really on two planes. A, what we did, but more important, what we want to do. Where do we want to be? What do we want to accomplish? Our ambitions, our she'ifot. Where do we want to get to? That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking at. He's looking to see who are going to be his shutafim, who are going to be his helpers in terms of trying to bring the world to where it's supposed to get. So instead of viewing Rosh Hashanah as a zecher, like the Ran did, that this is something that in the past served us well. We had a din berachamim, yatzano bedimus. The Ramchal says, look in terms of the future. That Yom Rosh Hashanah is a day in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is done et ha'olam kulo. He judges the world because he's mechadesh kol ha-metziyut b'chinat ha-sivuv ha-chadash. He's going to recreate the world for another year at this point, dahainu hashana chadasha, and he has to decide who he's going to take along with him. That's the concept of Rosh Hashanah. This is a very, very powerful thought if you think about it. What is normally so difficult? Why is it normally so difficult for us to do tshuva? Why is it normally so difficult for us to change our ways? Because we've been there already. We're not at the age of 13. We're 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, some of us 19. Some of us are even older than that. We've already been here, and we've tried, right? We took upon ourselves, we're not going to get upset any longer. Then we go ahead and get upset. We took upon ourselves, we're not going to be lazy. We go ahead and we get lazy. We took upon ourselves that we're not going to forget X, we're not going to forget Y, we're going to treat our mother properly, we're going to talk nicely, v'chule, v'chule. And then we tried all this once already with all the best intentions. It didn't work. It can bring a person to yeyush. It can bring a person to a sense of feeling, why am I involved in this futile attempt at changing myself? Says the Ramchal, don't look at the past. Look at the future. Say what you want to be. First start with that. Say where you want to get. After you decide where you want to get, then worry about the past. If you're going to start with the past, it's going to be very, very, very difficult. The Rambam really says the same thing. If you look in this little tiny print of the Rambam underneath the Ramchal, it's from Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Beis. The Rambam says, Mai HaTshuva. The Rambam says that Tshuva has stages. Firstly, Ya'azov HaChote Chet'o, Yisiro M'machshavto, V'yigmor B'libo Shelo Yasehu Od, Sheneemar Ya'azov Rosha Darko, V'chein Yitnachem Al Ha'avar, Sheneemar Ki Acharei Shuvi Nichamti. That a person should accept upon himself something for the future, and then he should feel bad about the past. Chara, that's upside down. A person first should feel bad about the past, and then he should accept upon himself something for the future. But if we start viewing the past, the Rambam knew we're never going to get anywhere. He says, look towards the future. Say what I want to be. Say what my ambitions are. I know that I'm not there yet, but this is where I want to get. If you want to get there, then start, forget about the past. Start towards the future. And afterwards, fill in the regret for the past. That's why first we have Rosh Hashanah, and then we have Aseres Yimei Tshuva. On Rosh Hashanah, we think of where we want to be, what we want to do. What, if we have our druthers, what we are going to push into our lives for this coming year. That's what we take upon ourselves on Rosh Hashanah. We tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's worth your while to keep us on, because really we want to be in the right place. Afterwards, during Aseres Yimei Tshuva, what about what we did last year? So we'll be chozer for tshuva. We'll have 10 years to be chozer for tshuva to show that we're serious about our intents. But the ikar in Rosh Hashanah is looking towards the future. Then the Ramchal continues. V'hinei nisdarim hasentra ra'ot v'ne'erach hadin al kol yitzur kefi sidrei hadin ha'elyon kamo shezacharnu v'perek sheni. Previously, the Ramchal pointed out that within the world of justice, there is more than one court system. He dealt with the fact that really there are two court systems. There's one court system where judgment is judgment. And there's another court system where judgment is given with mercy. These are two different courts. And we want on Rosh Hashanah to be in front of the latter court, not in front of the former court. HaKategor mizdamein lekatreg kefi avonotehem shel b'nei Adam. That sof everything that we did is written down. Everything that we did is on file. And all of our problems are there that are going to have to we're going to have to face. V'hinei tzivanu HaKadosh Baruch Hu letkoa b'shofar v'hakavana bo lahamshich hanaga b'rachamim v'lo b'tokef hadin u'arbev HaKategor shelo yekatreg. That in Rosh Hashanah we have this mitzvah of tkia shofar, and this mitzvah of tkia shofar is supposed to move us from court A to court B, from the court of divine justice, from the court of mishpat, to the court of rachamim. It doesn't mean, the Zohar says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he hears the shofar, moves from kisei hadin to kisei harachamim. It doesn't mean that we're not going to be judged. We're going to be judged, but there are different forms of judgment. And we would like to be judged with rachamim. What kind of business is that, being judged with rachamim? Why would one be judged with rachamim as opposed to being judged with din? Mishpat is mishpat. What is this concept of din v'rachamim? This is the essence of what we speak about on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, the Ramban in Parashas Emor, says is a yom of din v'rachamim. Yom Kippur is a yom of rachamim b'din. Rosh Hashanah is a yom of din v'rachamim. And he says that you see it within the tkiyah shofar. We have a tkiyah, and a truah, and a tkiyah. That threesome is the essence of tkiyah shofar. Tkiyah, truah, tkiyah. We're not sure what the truah is, and so we blow a truah, a shvarim, a shvarim truah. But basically, we're dealing with a tkiyah and a shvarim, or tkiyah and a truah and a tkiyah. Tkiyah, Allah. Let's start with the truah. The truah, which is in the center. Allah Elokim b'trua. The trua is Elokim. It's mishpat. It's the din. Hashem b'kol shofar. Hashem is the name of Hashem that relates to rachamim. That's the tkiyah. We have rachamim, din, rachamim. We have din enveloped in rachamim. Ki tiferet uzeimo ata. Kadosh Baruch Hu surrounds the din, the oz, with rachamim. Namely, that if you have to go and stand in din, you can stand in din in front of a justice of the peace. You can stand in din in front of your father. The difference between the two is that the justice of the peace, he sees you, you're like one of everything, you went through the red light, you get the fine, you lose your license, whatever it says in the law books, that's what's going to happen to you. But if you're standing in front of your father, there, your father takes into account all sorts of factors, all sorts of mitigating factors, where you were heading, what you were about to do, what you've done in the past, what you plan to do in the future. He looks at, do you regret it? Do you realize the severity of what was done? He takes all that into account. That's the din berachamim. Rosh Hashanah is a yom of din berachamim. How does one move from one to the other? How does one move from din to rachamim b'din? How does one move from the frightening concept of really, really being judged without taking anything else into account, to hopefully being judged with the kapara, like Adam Harishon, Yatza Bedimus. So one is looking at our behavior. Kol ha-ma'avir al midosav, ma'avirin lo al dino. That if a person, when he has to deal with other individuals, he's willing to say, forget it, it's okay, I forgive you, etc. If he's willing to be soft, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be soft with him. So that is one way of entering into Rosh Hashanah. One way is, look, what we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to treat us, how we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to treat us, that's how we should treat our fellow Jew. That's very, very important. It's most important. And the Ramchal deals with that, but I cut out that section because it's a little too long. But here he points out that the Tkiyat Shofar also can accomplish this. How can a Tkiyat Shofar, what does it do? What is the uniqueness of the Tkiyat Shofar? So the Gemara uses the phrase "La'arbev hakategor shelo yekatreg." The tkiyat shofar, in some way, causes the satan to get confused. as a tkiya shofar causes Satan to get confused. Look on the very bottom of the page. That's where the phrase is found in the Gemara. The first line, the last words, kedei la'arbev ha-satan. So over there, there's a perish of Rashi, and there's a perish of the Ran. And they're both right, but it sort of depends upon us. The Rashi says, kedei la'arbev shelo yastim, kishi yishma Yisrael machavavin es ha-mitzvos mistatmin devarav. That when the Satan is coming with all of our Averos in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he has a pretty good litany of Averos, and he says that you should know God, this kid, this person, this individual, this rabbi, he really doesn't care about you all that much. He had all of these opportunities, he was given all of these chances, and he just didn't care. He was lazy, he looked the other way, it just didn't talk to him. This is the person you're dealing with. This is not someone that it pays for you to keep around for another year. This is a person who keeps missing opportunities. This is someone who really, really is not interested in Avodas Hashem. Comes along Tkiyat Shofar, says Rashi, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees, just a minute, these Jews, they're all in shul. They're all coming together. They all are standing silently. They all want to hear this mitzvah. That's not the same person that the Satan's describing to them. The Satan's describing someone who's lazy, someone who doesn't care, someone who's only into himself, someone who is an individual who only thinks about his own personal comfort, someone who only thinks about what's in it for him. And here you have all these people in shul, and they're standing listening for the shofar. That already confuses the Satan. Just a minute, the people who are here in shul, they're not the ones that I have in front of me on my list. It doesn't fit in. That's what Rashi over here is saying. Shelo yastin kishi yishma Yisrael machavavin es ha-mitzvos mistat min devarav. I mean, if this Satan were to go to Uman and see all the Bretzelvers dancing, say, what's going on over here? In other words, previously they were lazy, now they're dancing, something is wrong. The Ran takes a little different approach. He says, it's not the machavavim, it's not our happiness at doing the mitzvah, but rather, it's the sincerity with which you take the shofar. The pasuk says, Hayitoka shofar be'ir v'ha'am lo yecharadu. Is it possible the shofar is going to blow and people won't quake in their boots? People won't be shaking? People won't be thinking about what the shofar implies, what's behind this blowing of the shofar? I think for many of us, that's what happens to us. Namely, that the shofar, even when we hear it during the morning, during Elul, is reminding us, another 20 days, another 10 days, another 5 days, another 2 days. Tomorrow's the last day we're going to hear shofar, and then it's going to be the real thing. That itself changes the individual from within. And then the Satan says, just a minute. I was dealing with someone who doesn't care. Here I'm dealing with someone who does care. I was dealing with someone who had no fear of God. Here I'm dealing with someone who has a real fear of what's going on. Ech shelo yeyeh, whether we're talking over here about the simcha, the chavivus, or whether we're talking over here about the fear, but the state of mind of a Jew at the time of Tkiyat Shofar is enough to move HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'hamshich hanaga berachamim v'lo betokef hadin. However, there's one more area that I want to talk about briefly that the Ramchal hasn't spoken about yet, but he's going to talk about in the next paragraph. We have a concept of Malchios and Zichronos and Shofarot. The Ramchal over here is giving us a tamtzit, a summary of the dinim of Rosh Hashanah. He doesn't mention explicitly any of these three, but in the next paragraph he's going to talk about all of them, but in terms of what they mean, in terms of what's underneath them. Amnon prata inyan, hayachas asher tkiat shofar im hamshacha tarachamim, how does the shofar really work? Aside from affecting the individual psychologically, that it puts us into the mood of Rosh Hashanah, it gives us a sense of seriousness, we take the mitzvah seriously. Aside from that, for that we have to go into the Pinimius HaTorah. And here the Ramchal takes us an excursion. We're not into Kabbalah, but just on the surface, to be able to scratch the surface, to understand what's going on in Rosh Hashanah. If you want to really understand Shofar, you have to understand that something is going on over here. A. Lo'orer avot olam lehitchazek bizchutam, lo'orer harachamim lefayes midat adin. The Ramchal is using terminology which is very, very obtuse, which is very, very Kabbalistic, but he's talking over here about something very, very real. He says that one of the aspects of Shofar is le'orer avot olam, to reawaken Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, le'hitchazek bizchutam, somehow that changes us and changes our status in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that brings about Lo'rera Tarachamim Feis Midat HaDin. Now who's HaKadosh Baruch Hu? From the Kisei Din, from being the judge to being the father, from the Kisei Din to the Kisei Rachamim. What's going on over here? This is Zichronos. Zichronos, well, we can read the Gemara. Look at the Gemara over here where it says Rosh Hashanah Daf Tet Zayin Amid Aleph. Lama Tokin B'Shofar Shel Ayil. Amar Avavohu. The second line, the fourth word from the end of the line. Amar Avavohu. Lama Tokin B'Shofar Shel Ayil. Why do we use a ram's horn? Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu. Tiku Lefanai B'Shofar Shel Ayil. Kedei She'ezkor Lachem Akedat Yitzchak Ben Avraham. I'll remember the Akedah. But he continues, Uma'ale ani aleichem ki ilu akaretem atzmachem lefanai. And I'm going to view it as though you were the ones who were on the altar. As though you, the one who's saying zichronos, the one who's listening to the shofar of the ayo, I'm going to view it as though you are Yitzchak. That you are being brought by Avraham as the Akedah. This is something mind-blowing. Namely, the concept over here of zchut avot is not that Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov did things X number of thousands of years ago. But rather, they put into our genes, into our spiritual genes, that this is our potential. We have this ability to behave as they did, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will view us in terms of our potential. If you turn over the page, we have over here a Gemara in Beitza Daf Lamed Beis about a person named Shabtai Bar Morenos, that he once went to Bavel, and he wanted to get involved in business. No one helped him. He needed some food to eat. No one gave him any food. He said, Omar, in the third line, Me'erev Rav Kosu. These aren't Jews. These aren't Jews. Tichsiv v'nosam lecha rachamim v'richamecha. Kol ha-merachem al ha-briot bi'adua shehu mizar'o shel Avraham Avinu. V'kol mi she'eno merachem al ha-briot bi'adua she'eno mizar'o shel Avraham Avinu. If we are the descendants of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, it means that in our potential, we're Rachmanim b'nei Rachmanim. Just like Avraham was Machnas Archim, we're Machnas Archim. Avraham helped others, we help others. Avraham was Moser Nefesh, we're Moser Nefesh. Yitzchak was okayed himself. He went on the altar. So for generations, Jews have gone on the altar in the time of the Crusades, in the time of the Holocaust. Anyone who reads Yaffa Eliach's Tales of the Holocaust, in the Israeli army, just one word in terms of the army, I'm sure that you remember that there was a soldier who was taken captive many years ago named Nachshon Waxman. Nachshon Waxman's father and I were neighbors at one time in a community called Ma'alot Dafna. He moved to Ramot, I moved to Har Nof, and when his son was killed, I went to the Menachem Avel. When you go to the Menachem Avel, you don't talk. You sit next to the Avel. I sat next to Nachshon Waxman's father, and he began to talk. And he says, David, do you know how I was able to deal with this situation? How I'm able to talk to you? How I'm able to talk to newspaper reporters? How I'm able to comfort my wife? You know how it's possible? When I was a kid, and everyone would begin davening from Baruch Sha'amar, I began from the Akedah. After Birkos HaShachar, every morning I would say the Akedah. And when it came time for me to bring my son on the Akedah, I was able to. Namely, it's built into us. It's built into us that we have this ability to be Moser Nefesh. So we turn to Kadosh Baruch Hu and say, look, on Rosh Hashanah, you're choosing those who are going to continue next year. Choose me. I'm a Ben Avraham. I'm a Ben Yitzchak. I'm a Ben Yaakov. It's in my genes. It's in my potential. This is part of Jewish history. This is Ki'ilu Akaratem et Atzmachem. This is what we say in the Machzor. Ki Zocher Kol HaNishkachot Ata V'Akedas Yitzchak Hayom Berachamim Tizkor Baruch Ato Hashem Zocher HaBrit. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to view us as B'nei Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. That's what the Ramchal is saying over here. That when one blows shofar for Zichronot, HaKavanah Zeh Be'emet Lo'orer Avot To'olam L'tchazek B'zchutam. Their Zechut is our Zechut. We view ourselves as a continuity of the Avot. We view ourselves as a continuity of all the Jews throughout Jewish history who have been Moser Nefesh. And this is Ma'orer Et HaRachamim U'mefayes Midat Hadin. That's Zichronot. However, there's also shofarot, and there's also malchuyot, and this is where the Ramchal continues. U'l'hagbir hatov al hara, v'l'chpot kochot hara, v'litol koach hamakatrigin. Again, the language is language of Kabbalah. We'll try and understand it as best we can. That the hearing the shofar enables us to allow good to conquer evil, allows the forces of evil to be put underfoot, to take away the strength from all of those who want to hurt, to take away the strength from all of those who want to bring about evil, and to bring the good into the world. What's going on over here? So just, again, Kabbalah, very, 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 very basic. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man good. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man as a good creature. Adam HaRishon was Tov. He was created by God. He's a Tzelem Elokim. The evil, the bad, was outside of him. That's a Nachash. In order for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to get Adam to do an Aveira, he had to bring something from the outside. It wasn't within Adam to do Averos. Adam basically was good. And the Nachash, the moment that Adam was seduced, Adam and Chava were seduced by the Nachash changed the nature of Adam. And all of a sudden, the evil that was outside moves into us. That we have this inner battle between good and evil. It's something that we have to make a decision what we're going to do between right and wrong. It's all within us. And it continued that way until Matan Torah. Matan Torah, there was a Tkiyah Shofar. The Tkiyah Shofar of Matan Torah separated the evil from the good. Man went back to the level of being pre-Chait. Man went back to being like Adam before the Chait. The Jews at Matan Torah, the Paskazu Amasan, all of that evil that was put into them by the Nachash left, the evil went outside. And this was supposed to help us to bring us towards Yimat HaMashiach, help us to bring us towards the goal of the world, which is Tikkun HaOlam, that all the evil should be destroyed. What happened? 40 days later, we messed it all up with the Chet HaEgel. Not totally, but partially. We, on Shofros, in the part of Shofros, have three sections. One which talks about the Shofar of Matan Torah, one which talks about the Shofar of Yimat HaMashiach, and one which talks about our own Shofar. And basically what we try and do in Shofros is to point out, God, we know what your game plan is. We know what you want to do. You want to bring the world to a tikkun. You want to bring the world to a state where everything is right, everything is good. You want all the evil to be removed. You had one tkiyat shofar at the time of Matan Torah, where that was accomplished, but only partially. There'll be another tkiyat shofar in the time of Mashiach, where that will be accomplished totally. Between that, we're your helpers. We're your agents. We're your army. We are your messengers in this world to try and accomplish that. We know that's the mission. We want to be part of it. We want to be part of it. Nachon, this past year we haven't done a great job, but we want to be part of that mission of bringing about Tov from Ra, of separating the two. Of working on ourselves. When we work on ourselves, then we can work on our community. Work on our community, we could work on our city. Work on our city, we could work on our nation. Work on our nation, we could work on the world. It's all a question of a domino. It has to begin from within us. That's what we're in this world to do. The world was created for 6,000 years maximum. We're down to year 5,770. It means there's another 230 years left for the world to be the way it is currently. It could be changed tomorrow. It's all up to us. Namely, it could be less than 230 years, but that's up to us. We have to want to be partners in this change, in the change of bringing the world back to the way it was when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created it, bringing it back to the world to the point of Tov. So we blow the shofar of shofaros to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're on your team. We relate to Matan Torah. This is something that we feel a part of. At Matan Torah, you brought us halfway there. We relate to Yimos HaMashiach. This is where we want to get to. And by our blowing the shofar, we're pointing out that we're part of this process. Again, to read it inside the Ramchal, Lehagbir HaTov Al Hara, Lichpot Kochot Hara, we call Litol Koach Hamakatrigin. All of this, if we spoke earlier about the fact that we are Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, that was Zichronos. Here, we speak about the fact that we are part of a broader process. We are part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world plan of changing the world by having a nation, by having an Am Sekula, by having a Goy Kadosh. We're part of that process, and we want to continue the process. And finally, the final area that he deals with over here is the most powerful of the areas, and that's Malchios. Ulehit kaven shi yishtame sha'adon barachu miramamuto lahanhig b'shlitat yichudo v'la'avor al pesha. What does this mean? To intend that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should use his power of romamut, of rising above, and that he should rule over the world with his unity, and thereby pass over on iniquity. What, again, words, but what do the words mean? So over here, those of you who have learned Ramchal, those of you who want to learn Ramchal, you should know that this is the essence of a sefer called Da'at Tfunot, in which it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world on two planes. One plane is what we call the Hashgacha of Mishpat. One plane is that people will be treated the way they behave. When someone earns a reward, he'll get a reward. When someone deserves a punishment, he's going to get a punishment. Namely, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will relate to us the way we relate to him. Hashem Silcha al Yad Yiminecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like our shadow. When I grew up, there was a dancer called Fred Astaire. He used to dance with a partner called Ginger Rogers. They used to dance a song called Me and My Shadow, in which one of them would be the person, the other would be the shadow. Wherever the person went, the shadow followed. Hashem Tzilcha Ayad Yiminecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like our shadow. When we smile at Hashem, Hashem smiles at us. We frown at Hashem, Hashem frowns at us. We ignore Hashem, Hashem ignores us. That's the Hashgacha of Mishpat. That's the Hashgacha of Din. That everything goes in according to us. We initiate, we begin everything. However, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has another level of Hashgacha as well. Above Mishpat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't bound to us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was around before we were around. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can arise above Mishpat to what is called the level of Yichud, just Hashem. Hashem can do good to us, not because we deserve it, but because He wants to do good to us. In other words, He can go above our actions. He can treat us even though we don't deserve something. He can give it to us. That's the Hashgacha of Romamus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can decide, I want to live in this world of Mishpat, or He can decide I want to rise above it. Let me give you an example. There is a pasuk in Sefer Malachim that there was a king named Yeravam ben Yoash. He was an Oved Avodah Zarah, the son of an Oved Avodah Zarah. He was the king of the 10 tribes. They were all Ovdei Avodah Zarah. And it says that in his time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu returned the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael to the way they were. He gave him victory in all of his battles. He returned all the territory to Eretz Yisrael that had been taken away by Aram, by Ashur, by Plishtim, b'chulei, b'chulei. What's going on over here? This person is a Rasha Marusha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, points out in the Zohar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided it's not going. It's not working. The more I punish, the more that they just become more Ovdei Avodah Zarah. I'm just going to show them unconditional love. Maybe that'll work. Maybe it'll work that I'll just open up everything to them. That's an option that I have. I don't have to be bound by by the Mishpat. I created a Mishpat. I can rise above it. A Mashal Hedyot, in England nowadays, they're celebrating the 300th anniversary of Henry VIII. Henry VIII was a melech. What does it mean, a melech? It means that he had this option of malchios, of romamut. He used it improperly. He was bound by a religion. He didn't like it, so he simply destroyed the religion, started a new religion. He was bound by his wives. He didn't like them. He killed them and took other wives. Namely, you can rise above. You can rise above. An individual, when he rises above, uses it for cruelty. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can rise above and use it for good. When Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Ma titzak elai, daber o b'nei Yisrael v'yisov. Don't daven now, tell them to go. The Medrash points out, what's going on over here? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, if I'm going to begin to listen to tefillos, I have to listen to both sides. And I have a problem. Halalu ovdei Avodah Zarah, halalu ovdei Avodah Zarah. The Mitzrayim were worshipping Avodah Zarah, the Jews in Mitzrayim worshipped Avodah Zarah. Why should I split the yam for them? But no, I can rise above justice. I can rise to my level of Romamut. I can do something, even though the Jews don't deserve it, because I want to move the world to a different point. I want to get to Matan Torah. I can't get to Matan Torah without the Jewish people, so I'm going to use my Midah of Malchiyot, my Midah of Romamut, and rise above. La'avor al-Pesha, rise above the actions of man, and judge man above and beyond. This is the concept of Yud Gimel Midos. Hashem, Hashem, Kel Rachum V'chanun. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can decide to rise above our actions, to rise above Mishpat. Namely, we have over here the shofar moving in a crescendo, taking it step by step. We have the concept of Zichronos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. In potential, that's who we are. It's in our genes. we can really reach those levels. We can push ourselves. We have the concept of Shofros, that we want to be a Kodesh Baruch Hu's partners in building the world. So we ask a Kodesh Baruch Hu to move from the Kisei Mishpat to the Kisei Rachamim. We ask a Kodesh Baruch Hu to help us by judging us with Demos, helping us by judging us with mercy. Din b'mishta, tkiya, trua, tkiya, have the Mishpat surrounded by Din. And then we move over to Malchios. Malchios is above it all. It's above Din. It's above Din b'rachamim. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can just keep us alive because we're asking Him to keep us alive because He's a Melech. And a Melech doesn't have to be bound by anything other than his own Malchus. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is on that level that he can do whatever he wants. That's what we find in the Gemara that you have on the other side of the page, on the bottom of the page, in which the Gemara points out, Vayavor Hashem apanam vayikwe v'yidim amidos, Yamalei mikra kasu v'yev shala omro, Malamei chines atef HaKadosh Baruch Hu kishliach tzibur, Heralo l'moshe seder tefila. He told Moshe that when you're really, really stuck, there is something that you can do to rise above it all. Kol zman sheYisrael chotim, ya'asu lefanei k'seder hazeh, ani mochel lehem. I promise you I'm going to be mochel, that I have that ability to rise above. Bris krusel yigim amidos. 13 gematria is echad. 13 is achdus. 13 is yichud. 13 is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So on Rosh Hashanah, we use all of these methods via the shofar. Firstly, the shofar affects our personality. It raises us to a level of chavivus, or it lowers us to a level of quaking. It changes us inside of us. Secondly, the shofar then turns to Kadosh Baruch Hu and says, bring us into the world of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Let their akedah be our akedah. Bring us into the world of Matan Torah and Yemot HaMashiach. This is our goal along with your goal. And we ask Malchios, serve as a melech, even if everything is going against us, even if we don't deserve anything, keep us alive, because we'll try. We'll try. You know, we can't guarantee. We don't have such a great track record, but we really want to be alive. We really want to do that which is right. Bring us into that, even though we don't deserve it. That's the concept of Malchios. And the Ramchal ends up, Chol za yedei mitzvah zot, ukeshetitchader imat shuvatam she Yisrael karoi, if people are sincere in terms of their intent, Pirtei kol inyan ze, kefi pirtei atikun v'kedrachav, then it works. I just end up with one word, and that is that here I'm speaking and speaking and speaking and speaking and speaking about what the effect of blowing the shofar is, and yet this year we have a Rosh Hashanah, as you know, that comes out on Shabbos, in which we don't blow the shofar. However, there's a very, very beautiful word of the Slonimer that I think is more than just a vort, but there's an emes to it as well. The Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah points out, "B'yom tov shal Rosh Hashanah shechal yos b'Shabbos, b'mikdash hayutokim avolo b'medina." That when Rosh Hashanah comes out on Shabbos, the shofar is blown in the mikdash. It wasn't blown in the Medina. It wasn't blown in Eretz Yisrael. It was blown in the mikdash. There's reasons for that the Gemara explains. The Slonimer pointed out that every one of us, every human being, is like a world. Every one of us has a Medina, and every one of us has a mikdash. Our Medina, our country, are our limbs. Our mikdash is our heart. Bilvavi mishkan evne. Normally, we blow shofar b'medina. We take a shofar, hold it in our hands, put it to our mouth, and we blow. We blow the shofar with our limbs. On Rosh Hashanah shecholiot b'Shabbos, b'mikdash hayutokim, we blow the shofar in our hearts. We're going to be saying Malchios, we're going to be saying Zichronos, we're going to be saying Shofros. Within our hearts, we can link this in with the kol shofar, in order to be able to bring about a situation where the Yom HaDin should be a Yom HaDin that will be for all of us, a Din Berachamim, that will be a Din Beromamus, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu will go above Midat HaDin, that we'll all, Amir Tzah Hashem, be able to live in a manner of good health and with an ability to grow spiritually during the upcoming year. And Amir Tzah Hashem, hopefully for us and for Klal Yisrael, we should all have a Ksiva V'Chasima Tova.
Gentlemen, Yashikoa, thank you to Rob Miller for the opportunity. Gentlemen, I hope you had the opportunity to meet a tremendous one of the Rabbanim, influenced so many people, and a very special person. Shanabet, guys, who would like to stay back to speak with Rob Miller a little bit. Shana Aleph, guys, it's time for lunch.
Shabbat.